Happy Thursday. Welcome to KPCRadio.com. My name is Nick, and this is The Music Plug. Today, we have Damian Torres, also known as Dam Jam, in the studio. Damian is a part of the band Zombie Loaf, but also is a recording artist. Make sure to stay to the end, because Damian is going to perform live. I already know it's going to be great. Damian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me. This is a really cool opportunity. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for coming. I really do appreciate it, man. I hope the drive over wasn't too bad, not too much traffic.
Not bad at all, man.
Good weather?
Very nice weather. I was driving shirtless the whole time here because it was kind of hot, but it's okay.
That's what I like to hear. All right, so what got you into writing your own music?
All right, man. Well, I mean, me and my homie started a band back in like eighth grade, and we started making music like pretty early. But honestly, like before that, it was really like my homie that was making all the music. Shout out to my boy Xander. But like around last year or so, my dad got me like my new MacBook, and as soon as I got that, I started like playing around with GarageBand, and there I really got like my own like taste and style and stuff. And so yeah, that's really what got me like into writing music. But I always like had a passion for music. I've always like played instruments and sang and stuff.
When did you start singing and start playing instruments?
Honestly, like back when I was like eight, when my mom got me a Rock Band, okay. That's when I started singing, bro. I started singing all the bangers from, you know, like Metallica and stuff.
What genre did you start listening to first?
My parents showed me like classic rock and stuff, but then when I actually started getting into like my own music taste when I was like really young, when I started listening to like heavy music, like Iron Maiden and Metallica, Slayer, stuff like that. But I've also like had a lot of different styles that I've liked throughout the years. Like I had a phase where I only listened to pop music, which I don't really like now. I don't really like pop music. But then I had a phase where I was only listening to rap, only like throughout my life, I've just had all these different phases. And it's pretty cool because at this point in life, I listen to everything, you know?
Yeah. That I know you listen to a lot of music and you write a lot of different type of genres, but is there a certain genre and specific that is just your all-time favorite, like that you can't top that?
Oh, my favorite? Metal, no doubt.
Metal?
Yeah, it just makes me feel so powerful, man. I'm just got all the power going through my body, feeling strong, you know?
A lot of adrenaline rushing through.
So much adrenaline. And it's funny because it actually calms me down, you feel me?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I definitely feel you. Do you remember the first song that you wrote ever?
Well, that like lyrically speaking, I wrote probably like around a year ago or something. That was like when I started doing my own music. But like the first time me and my homie like started making music was like back in ninth grade. We made a song called Minutes Left. We've never released it, but like we still know it. We still play it, you know.
Could you run us through the creative process for that first song that you wrote or that you helped on?
Oh, dude, me and my homie, like we started this band and we didn't even know how to like, we didn't know how to play instruments. We didn't know nothing. So I remember we would like sit in my dad's room. Or like, sorry, my room in my dad's house. And I had like an acoustic guitar. And we were just like trying stuff out, like making sounds. And eventually we found like a little riff that was easy enough to play. And we're like, whoa, bro, this is it, bro. This is the magic right here. And yeah, like that's what we made it. And then my friend Xander wrote some lyrics. We were sitting next to my other friend Steven. And we just asked him like, yo, bro, what is this song about? And he was like, dude, it's about a dude on his deathbed, bro. And then Xander was just like, he just wrote the song, like,
he got
around that idea.
He just wrote it all on that?
Yeah, but, like, I guess the creative process for my, like, my actual first song, I was just, all my music, I write it in my bathroom, bro, because I have a really spacious bathroom, and I feel like my bathroom is my safe space.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I was just, like I said, I just got my computer, and I was just, like, messing around, and I found, like some really cool sounds that I was jamming with, and I was like, this is it, like I gotta make this into a song.
That's definitely cool hearing, knowing the how much you've come so far, because I have heard your recent music and I gotta say I'm a fan.
Thank you, man.
Currently, like your current creative process, how different is it from how it was back then? Do you still have any traditions that you take or do?
I guess the way that I make music hasn't changed too much, but like when I first started making music, everything that I was doing, like, I didn't have any, like, professional equipment. I was literally, like, playing with my acoustic guitar into the computer, like, straight, like, into the microphone, and then, like, using effects and stuff. So, like, even though the music was cool and stuff, the actual quality was, like, you know, pretty garbage, you know. But like just recently, I actually started like investing into more equipment. I got like an audio interface. I got a better guitar and everything. And that really put me to the next step in terms of like making better music. But the creative process, I guess, is still very similar. I'm just like, it always just comes at random moments in life where like something happens and I'm like, I feel shook and I don't know how to express it. So I'm like, oh, I gotta make a song.
And I'm sure with all that new equipment, you do feel very professional and you feel good at the end when you do finish making
Oh,
that song. It
so
sounds so
much
much
better.
better, huh?
Because, like, before, like I said, like, I would finish the song and I'd be like, yo, this is awesome. But, like, the quality itself was, like,
Yeah,
pretty,
kind of boo-boo.
yeah, pretty boof. But, yeah, now definitely, like, I finish a song and I'm, like, impressed with myself. I'm like, whoa, like, this sounds like a real song.
Yeah, and definitely I can tell because your music is very
Yeah,
nice to
it's
listen to.
getting better. It's getting better.
I would say so.
Thank you.
So next, I got you on Snapchat, so I see that you do go to a lot of concerts. What's the craziest one that you've ever been to? And before you answer that, these concerts aren't your, regular Daniel Caesar soft concert. They're really energetic, and no hate to Daniel Caesar, he's very good. But these are very wild concerts. I have seen them.
First of all, shout out to Daniel Caesar. He makes great music.
Definitely, definitely.
But I really go to like a lot of different types of concerts, but definitely like metal shows are my favorite. Like metal shows, just like it's a whole nother vibe. Just recently, I went to go see Slipknot with my friends for at like a music festival. And dude, that was crazy. Like, there's always a. I went to go see him in San Bernardino, in this place where like the lawn is all grass, right? So all these crazy metalheads just start making fires, and like everybody's just running around the fire, and it's really funny because like I don't even know how they start the fires. Like, they literally just find random things and they just throw it in, and everything catches fire. Like this one time, they're like, I don't even know how, but somebody like got an entire bag of like hamburger buns, and people were just like setting them on fire and throwing them like frisbees all over the place. And like the funny thing is that nobody gets concerned. Everybody just like, yeah, Slayer, like, you know, some stuff like that.
So it almost seems like a community, huh?
Oh, it's like beyond the community. It's like a,
Everyone's kind of
I don't
open
want to
and
say a
everyone's together.
brotherhood. It's like a brother sister humanhood.
Humanhood? That's a good way to put it.
No, yeah, but I just love going to concerts. It's like, it's honestly all I spend my money on, 'cause like I don't really like buying like material objects unless I really need them. I like spending my money on experiences, you feel
So
me?
you enjoy having fun rather than looking the best or
Yeah,
having the new pair of Travis
definitely.
Scotts or
Yeah,
something
I
like
don't care
that.
about that, man. Like, I don't care what people think of me. I care what I think of me. And like I go to concerts because like they only happen once, you feel me?
That's true.
Like, no matter what, like you can go see the same person again, but it's not gonna be the same exact thing
It's a different
as the last time.
experience.
So I try not to miss concerts, 'cause that's honestly the way to live right there, man.
Yeah, and you don't want to miss some special guest or something, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, thank you for that. We're gonna take a quick break, but Damien was kind enough to leak one of his new songs to us.
Brand new song, brand new song.
So for the first time ever, here's Can't Say.
I told you you're the one.
Thank you, Damien. Wow, that song was... What can I say, to be honest?
You can't say, bro.
That was really good, man. By the way, I just want to mention 100% of the production, everything written there is by Damien. Everything is done by him. He records everything by himself.
Yeah, I think that's... I don't want to, like, brag about myself, but I think that's what's, like, kind of unique about my music. That, like, nowadays, rap is obviously what's popping the most. And, like, a lot of rappers just, like... They're not actually making anything other than, like, bars. And, like, everything that you hear, like, that's me, dude. Like, one-man band.
But, I feel you. Most people need a producer. You don't.
Yeah, like, this is all coming straight out of my head. From my head to your ears. You know?
That's true. So, explain, Can't Say. What's the story behind that song?
Honestly, it's about, like... I had, like, previous relationships that kind of, like... I guess you can, like, say that they kind of messed me up. Mm-hmm. And because of that, like, going forward into new relationships, I'm scared of commitment and stuff, you feel me? So, like, this song kind of, it talks about, like, my commitment in a way that isn't really me. It's more like a person that just chooses not to, like, commit to any relationship. But it says in there that, like, the reason is like, because his girl left him, like, messed up, you know? And now because of that, like, it's got, like, trust issues, you know?
So you're a free spirit, but not by choice, kind of because you did go through that experience. And
yeah, you know, you learn from, like, all life experiences, and you try to, like, change. But, you know, like, everything that happens leaves you, leaves, like, a print on your life.
Exactly. It gives you impressions, and that's how you see life after that.
Exactly.
All right. How long did it take you to write that song? I'm just curious, because the guitar on that, wow.
Dude, honestly, my songs don't take me too long to write, but the thing is, like, I get, like, in the zone, you feel me? Sometimes, like, I'll get in the zone, and I'll try to make a song, and I'll write half of it, and then I'm like, oh, I'll get into it later, and I never do. So, like, this song, I mean, like, I always try to finish, like, the main idea within, like, one day, like, you know, that night that I get the idea. But then, you know, there comes, like, I re-record some stuff, and I add more layers of music to, like, add it up. So, really, it takes, like, a week or so. But the actual, like, I guess you could say the idea of the song and, like, the sound, it's, like, pretty much, like, one sitting. Like, it has to be done in one sitting.
Okay. Well, it only took you a week to write that song. So, are you working on anything right now? Any EPs, albums, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm telling you, since I got my little audio interface that lets me make some clean music, yeah, I've been like just making songs, and I wasn't sure whether to like just make an album or just drop them as singles, because like obviously what I care about, not the most, but like obviously if you're gonna make music, it's important to like you want people to listen to your stuff, you feel me? And say like if you drop all of it like not at the right time, you're not gonna get a lot of listens. And, like, at the end, you're like, damn, like, I did all this work for no reason. So, but I'm probably going to drop another EP pretty soon, like, whenever I get a couple more songs done. That's the first one that, like, is fully done, but I have, like, another 3 or 4 songs cooking already, you know?
All right, and when do you think we can expect the next song?
Oof. The next song? Honestly, not that long from now, because I'm telling you, I already have these other songs cooking. I just got to, like, finish them up, touch them up and stuff. So, probably, like... If not this month, the next, you know?
And you guys can check that out on Damn Jan on SoundCloud,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Damn Jan.
Damn Jan, yeah. You can check out his older music, too, which is still
really
good,
too. Yeah, I have
really
an older EP on there, and then I'm actually on Friday. I make, like, all types of music, so on Friday I'm actually going to drop some, like, electronic music I made in the past. I have, like, 4 songs that I've just had stored, and I was like, you know what, why not release them? Give them to the world.
Yeah, and are you going to be posting that on your SoundCloud?
Yeah, on my SoundCloud. Maybe I might post it on Spotify, too, but I don't know. I feel like Spotify is not that great unless you've blown up already.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe I will. I'll drop them on everything. Who knows?
Okay. And what piece of advice would you give to someone starting out their own music?
Honestly, just have fun with it. Because, like, if you try making music... and you're not having fun, then you probably shouldn't be making music. It becomes like a real job, you know? Exactly. If you really, really do enjoy making music and all that, then yeah, just like have fun with it, man. And like really put yourself into it, you know? it, I hate to say it, but like music definitely does take a lot of time. And like if you're not really willing to put a like a good amount of time into that, then like you might not get the best product. But just do whatever you feel like doing, man. Don't let anybody tell you like what's good and what's bad. It's all on you. Do what you want to do.
That's very true. Do you have a goal with your music? Do you want to take this somewhere? What do you want to be doing in 5 years?
Dude, honestly, like, I hate to say it, but I do hope that I blow up, man.
And I can definitely see that happening. Your music is very ahead of itself, I say so.
Yeah, dude, I like, and it's not even that, because I feel like nowadays, it's not only about, like, how good your music is. It also depends on, like, you as a person.
Your personality.
Yeah, and I truly do believe that, like, I could see myself, you know, like, getting somewhere. Because you need a lot of connections and stuff, you feel me?
You do.
So, if you're a quiet guy, how are you going to make those connections?
That's true. No one can hear your music if you don't post it anywhere, right?
Exactly. So, I don't know. Hopefully, man, because I do want recognition. That's all I really want. Because my biggest dream is indeed to be a rock star one day.
Okay. I mean, do you have, like, a goal, though? Like, do you want to be a rock star before you're 21, before you're 26? What do you want to do?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not really tripping about, like, oh, like, I need to blow up right now, or, like, not even within the next couple of years, you know? Music is a thing that takes time, mm-hmm. and especially if you're making music, like, rap music, definitely, like, it takes shorter time to make, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how rappers, like, drop an album, like, once a year stuff.
That's true.
But when you're making, like, more music that you have to, like, you know, use instruments and all that, it takes longer, you feel me? So I'm not tripping about, like, oh, dude, like, by 21, I gotta, like, be real big. Honestly, I could see myself being, like, 27, bro, and, like, playing little venues. But, like, I don't know. I just, whatever I do, I want to stay in music. That's really what I'm passionate about. I'm majoring in film, but, like, I'm more, like, a music guy, you feel me?
Yeah, the thing with film is if you're going into that area, you can branch out to so many other areas.
Dude,
like, you could do music if you are a film major, honestly. You just need the connections.
I want to make, like, a movie soundtrack one day. I want to make, like, a horror movie and then just write, like, the whole soundtrack to that.
All right. Well, I'll write the script for that, and then you'll write the music.
Bad, yeah? Bro. Let's do it.
All right. Cool. Weird question, but have you heard about that Harry Styles interview with Rolling Stone?
It was the one where he was talking about, like, psychedelics, right?
Yeah. So, basically, for everyone who's listening who doesn't know what happened, Harry Styles basically came out on Rolling Stone and talked about the use of mushrooms during his music. And he did admit to using them, and he did say that it helped him out. So I was wondering with you, do you do anything like that to help you with your creative process? Do you smoke a doobie? What do you do?
Honestly, I don't. I am indeed a big fan of psychedelics, but not when not at the moment that I'm gonna make a song. I've only made one song before that. I hope my parents don't listen to this, but I took shrooms, and then I made like this like really weird like electronic trip song. But I mean, what I do a lot actually is like when I'm like sober and making music, I get inspired by the things that happened like while I was tripping. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
I get a lot of thoughts that I feel like they're weird thoughts that you don't get when you're like doing like a normal person, but like they're so crazy to me, and I'm like, dude, I gotta write a song on this.
You see some crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah, and definitely a doobie. Yeah, no doubt.
You be riding the dragon. You writing your music?
Yeah, that's a big part of the creative process.
All right, and then like I said, for everyone tuning in, we did have a surprise for you guys. So Damien is gonna be performing a new song live. So Damien, what's the name of this song?
It's called The Drift. It's actually not a new song, but I've never performed it. I've actually never performed any of my solo music.
So this is the first time that you're ever performing this, huh?
Indeed I am.
All right, Damien, you ready?
I'm ready, man. Check. Ooh. waking up, moving up, and I don't know, baby. Cause I don't know what this night has for me. But I already feel tonight being amazing. Cause I know tonight will be getting faded. Let me flow, cause I'm stuck right now. With this girl I don't know, but it's on right now. I'm talking a different language, I drift away, away, away. I'm drifting away. I'm drifting away. Cause I'm not really sure what is real right now. Nothing else but you in my mind right now. I'm drifting away. Coming up, moving slow. Are you real? I hope so. You are my fantasy. You've taken me from reality. And I don't want it to end ever. I'm coming off a cloud nine. You got me going crazy, freaking spinning in my mind. I can't have enough of you, goddamn, I'm going blind. You pulled me from reality, goddamn, I might be dying. This might not be alright, but I'm perfectly fine. This drink just hit the spot, oh man, I'm drifting. I'm drifting away. Not really sure what is real right now. Nothing else but you in my mind right now. I'm drifting away. Coming down and I'm going, I don't know, baby. Cause I don't know what this night has for me. But I already feel tonight been amazing. Cause I know tonight will be getting faded. You like that, brother?
Just chills.
Thank you, bro. I'm glad you feel the song, bro.
That, like I said, I can 100% hear that playing on every single radio station because it's a very good song. Thank and you, it's bro. Very powerful.
Yeah, I feel what's really important is to have passion in what you do, and I definitely have a lot of passion.
All right. And any other things you want to tag before we end this off today?
No, you guys can follow me on SoundCloud at Damjan, or actually you can see me on Spotify or Apple Music too, Damjan. If I post anything, you guys will see it. Check it out. More to come.
Great. That's all for today. Thank you to everybody who tuned in, and a big thanks to Damien for coming in. It was amazing.
Thank you guys. Like, honestly, this was such an amazing opportunity. I don't even know how I got this opportunity, but thank you, brother.
And
I appreciate
it. We hope to have you back on the radio station soon. This is The Music Plug on KPCRadio.com.